Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President and CEO of the National Business Aviation Association, Ed Bolin.
Thank you. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to NBAA 2009. You know, I think all of us in aviation know that we're here because of some giants that have gone before us. We truly do stand on the shoulder of those giants. Over the course of the past year, we lost one of those giants. We lost John Winett, who was a member of NBAA's board of directors in 1957 and served on the board through 1986. In 1971, John became the first president of the National Business Aviation Association. John Winett, more than any single individual, is responsible for NBAA being what it is today. We're fortunate to have Katie Winett, John's wife, with us today. Katie, thank you for being here. And it's recognizing John's significant impact, not just on NBAA, not just on business aviation, but on all of aviation, that we dedicate this year's annual meeting and convention to John Winett. And in recognition of that honor, I'd like us now all to take a moment of silence. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been quite a year. A year ago, the market was in a fall. Last November, we saw three automobile executives fly to Washington and not explain why they did it. And over the course of the next couple months, we saw a battering of the public image of business aviation. In February, NBAA and the general aviation manufacturers launched No Plane, No Gain, a comprehensive industry advocacy campaign designed to tell the story about business aviation in the United States. To be clear that business aviation is essential to our nation's transportation system, essential to our nation's economy, essential to jobs, essential to communities with little or no airline service, essential to our efforts to be productive and efficient, and essential to our nation's humanitarian efforts. Over the course of the past 8 months, we feel we have made some tangible progress. Over the course of the past 8 months, we have seen a General Aviation Caucus form in the U.S. House of Representatives. We have seen a General Aviation Caucus form in the United States Senate. We've seen 70 mayors from 15 states write in a positive respect about business aviation to President Obama. We've seen rallies across the country where senators and governors are speaking out for business aviation. And last week, we saw the governor of Georgia sign a proclamation specifically citing No Plane, No Gain and AOPA's GA Serves America. We're making some progress, but we have a long way to go. Fortunately for us today, we have four remarkable speakers for our opening general session, all of whom have a detailed history, knowledge, and appreciation for business aviation.